Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of AI video generation with a special focus on the Seedance 2.0 AI trick that creators are raving about. That's right, so let's kick things off with the consistency issue that a lot of creators are facing. You know, when you're making an AI video and 1 second your character looks great and then suddenly they've sprouted a third arm. Oh, wow, that sounds like a nightmare. I mean, imagine spending hours on a project just for it to go haywire like that.
Alex.
Exactly, and it's a common frustration. ByteDance, which is the company behind this tech, recognized it as a big problem. They're investing a whopping $22.74 billion into AI development by 2026. That kind of cash flow means they're serious about fixing issues. Whoa, that's a massive investment. So what's the solution they've come up with? They developed something called the consistency protocol. It's designed to help creators maintain a stable look for their characters or products throughout the video. Interesting. So how does that actually work in practice? Great question. It all starts with something called the seed. ID, you can think of it as a digital fingerprint for your character or product. When you lock that in, the AI knows exactly what your subject is supposed to look like in every frame. So it's like giving the AI a clear picture to work from? Exactly. But there's a twist. The real secret is in how you stack your references. With Seedance 2.0, you can upload up to 12 reference files per prompt. You can mix images, short clips, and even audio. This way, you maintain fidelity in things like facial features and clothing across different shots. Wow, that sounds super powerful. But I can imagine that beginners might struggle with this, right? Absolutely. In fact, recent discussions on Reddit show that around 62% of beginners report glitchy videos. And you know what usually trips them up? Poor tagging of their references. So they might upload a picture but not tell the AI how to use it? Right. For example, if they name their file something like img9942.doc, the AI has to guess what it is. But if they rename it to Red Coffee Mug Front JPG, it gives the system a much better starting point. That makes so much sense. So what's the best way to set up these prompts effectively? Alex, this is where the @image1 tagging technique comes into play. When you write your prompt, you can't just say, make a video of this product. You have to specify which reference file to use by typing @image1. This helps the AI know exactly what to pull from. So it's all about being precise with your prompts, right? Exactly. And it can save you a ton of rendering time. If you want to manage multiple variations of your video, setting up templates with pre-written tags can cut your production time in half. That's a game changer. Speaking of game changers, how does this AI technology stack up against traditional methods like static e-commerce images? Alex, it's night and day. AI-generated product videos are outperforming static images dramatically. For instance, Seedance 2.0 achieves a 5.82% click-through rate, while static images are stuck around 1%. Even traditionally shot videos only hit about 4%. Whoa, that's a huge difference. Why do you think that is? Well, the AI can generate incredible angles and lighting that would typically cost a fortune to shoot in a real studio. Plus, it's perfectly optimized for mobile screens, which is crucial since mobile devices drive about 85% of all e-commerce traffic. That's a good point. So it's basically about creating engaging content that captures attention. Exactly. But there's another layer of complexity with the recent copyright issues in Hollywood. In early 2020s, studios started sending cease and desist letters because of concerns over AI training on copyrighted material. Oh, wow. So that's causing geo-restrictions and impacting creators around the world? Yes, about 40% of the international user base outside of China is feeling the heat. It's created a fragmented experience, especially for professionals who are facing unexpected project delays. That must be so frustrating. So what advice do you have for creators who are navigating these challenges? First off, keep your prompts simple. Avoid overly complex camera movements that can time out your renders. And remember, AI video is still a tool, not magic. You have to direct it and provide clear references. Right, so if I'm understanding correctly, mastering Nance 2.0 consistency protocol is key to successfully utilizing this technology. Absolutely. Once you get the hang of it, you might never want to go back to shooting traditional videos again. That's awesome. Any final thoughts before we wrap up? Just keep experimenting with those prompts and have fun with it. AI video generation is all about creativity. Great advice. So to summarize, mastering reference tagging using the consistency protocol and keeping things simple can really elevate a creator's game in video production. Spot on. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.